You don't understand?
No.
What you mean what it is that he's doing, or you don't understand what he's saying?
I understand what he's doing, but what did he say?
He said they are in the process with other crews working in the Georgia area as well.
I get that.
What do you call the black stuff that the smoke might leave in the chimney?
The soot. Soot. Is the roti soot?
Yeah.
They called it soot.
Well, they did.
What do you call it?
Soot.
Soot? The old people called it soot. My mother used to call it soot anyway.
Well, you explained this to me earlier. You pronounced the term, but once for the tape. What am I sitting in?
You are sitting in a rocking chair. A rocker?
Uh-huh.
All right, as far as I know, you're sitting in a rock.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure, just for the tape. We didn't have it the time before. And you see, what a lot happens is they've transcribed this into
phonetic. That's an early American rock, from the shape of it. Take a look at it. That's what they call an early American rock.
What you call? What you call
the other type of furniture in a house, you know, specifically?
Ada?
Yeah.
What do you say?
What other type of furniture do you have in your house?
Well, you mean antique furniture?
Any type, really. Any common furniture. Just a list.
Well, I have tables, coffee tables, side chairs, revolving rocker? What do you call this? Some kind of rocker?
Recliner.
End tables. TVs, colored TVs, baking baskets.
Okay, I'll ask you some specific terms. There's a larger piece of furniture in which two or three people can sit on. It has two arms in the back.
That is a sofa, or a davenport, or a couch,
or a divan.
Or a
settee. Right.
That's a typical Georgia term, really.
Settee.
Yeah, we've had that in working there.
It was commonly used.
The piece of furniture in your
bedroom. And by the way, you never sat on it. I mean, you never went into the parlor, only when a company came. The home that my mother was born in on the Fort Greene had an upstairs parlor. Now that is where the couch was, the davenport, the divan, or whatever she had that was up there. There were the side chairs, and perfectly straight back chairs, and they faced each other. And there was a round marble top table. And there were lace curtains, and heavy, heavy drapes. And the parlor was never used, except when a foreign guest would come.
Or the minister called.
Or maybe the priest would call. Or the bishop. He'd be taken upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Or a death in the family.
Or a death in the family that might let you in the parlor. They had a living room downstairs, which would be called our Florida room today.
How would you tell me?
You would call the room downstairs a Florida room.
No, we never called anything a Florida room until the last 10 years. I never heard of a Florida room.
We have a little hint on your Georgia people. When any of your friends go in there, find out if anybody's heard about Ghana bags.
Ghana bags.
What type of bags?
Guana. It's a fertilizer they use on cotton and corn.
Only it's guana, really, but they...
It's called... Well, up in Georgia, they say guana.
They do. They do. And they used to take those bags and use them in the home.
Right. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cloth bags. I think I'm wrong.
All right. They used to make dish towels out of them, things of that kind.
Yeah, that was flour sacks. We used to use those.
Sacks,
They still do that with too many thieves.
Don't you think you've had enough for today?
Well, maybe it's... could I just run over just about two or three more questions?
All right.
So you can give me back an answer.
Need a please? I had to...
Okay.